Texas, VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Kyiv Tuesday in an unannounced diplomatic mission to reassure Ukraine that it has support as it struggles to defend against increasingly intense Russian attacks. Visit comes less than a month after Congress approved a long-delayed foreign assistance package that sets aside $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, much of which will go toward replenishing badly depleted artillery and air defense systems. U.S. military assistance from a multi-billion-dollar aid bill passed by Congress last month is already on the ground in Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan made the statement on Monday.
It is a steady flow. Week by week, it's not like we've got to wait well out into the future before stuff starts getting delivered.
In fact, as part of the $95 billion aid bills, Congress authorized nearly $61 billion worth of various forms of aid to Ukraine and the White House. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his cabinet ministers were heckled on Monday at a Memorial Day ceremony held in honor of fallen soldiers and Israeli civilian victims of hostilities. Person called Netanyahu garbage as he ended a speech addressing bereaved families in Jerusalem. The man whose voice was heard shouting as Netanyahu stepped down to the audience. Seats was asked by members of the public to keep quiet, but replied, "There's nothing to respect. He killed my children." Much public anger in Israel has focused on Netanyahu's government. Street demonstrations against the government have become a constant fixture. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the U.S. is worried that efforts undertaken on AI by China could undermine national security.
China's official news agency, citing the foreign ministry, says the two sides would take up issues including the technological risks of AI and global governance. The National Security Council at the White House comments the U.S. team is being led by presidential advisor and senior director for technology and national security, Tarun Chhabra, and the State Department's acting special envoy for critical and emerging technologies, Seth Center.
A secret recording Michael Cohen made of Donald Trump played at his hush money trial. Details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
In September 2016, Trump's then lawyer Michael Cohen set up a deal with his boss to buy Playboy model Karen McDougal's story about an affair which he denies, so it would not be public. Cohen secretly taped Trump.
I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with...
So what are we
going
to
funding?
Yes. Weisselberg, then CFO of Trump's company. Trump asking about paying the deal in cash.
When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay the cash.
No. I got...
The jury heard the tape Monday, denies charges he falsified business records to cover hush money payments. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Plans have been unveiled for a permanent memorial honoring the 10 black victims of a racist mass shooting in a Buffalo, New York supermarket. The design released Monday features interconnected stone pillars and arches connected to a windowed building where exhibitions and events will be held. The announcement comes a day before the second anniversary of the May 14th, 2022 attack at a Tops grocery store located in a predominantly black Buffalo neighborhood. And New York State has committed a total of $5 million to the $15 million project. On Tuesday, Tops will dedicate another memorial near the store and hold a moment of silence for the victims. Millions of Indians across 96 constituencies began casting their ballots Monday as the country's gigantic six-week-long election edges past its halfway mark. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking a third straight term with an eye on winning a supermajority in Parliament. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.